When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Here we are once again. Tom Shalhoub, coming to you with the Tom Shalhoub Show every weekday and loving it. Today, we have really big news breaking about the North Korea summit meeting that was actually never really meant to be, was it? Did you ever really think it was going to happen? I didn't think it was going to happen on schedule. Certainly. So it's off for now. President Trump sent a letter to Kim Jong-un, kind of a little bit of a stern and a little bit of a friendly letter. People were poking fun of the letter on Twitter. Obviously, Twitter is a... It's a little embarrassing that I go to Twitter so much. It is a very petty place. It's not a serious place. There's a lot of social justice warriors and certainly a lot of the resistance on Twitter. It's heavily skewed to the left. I don't think conservatives should abandon it, but it's a bit of a ridiculous platform, as they say, because it's run by leftists. I'm pretty sure @Jack is far to the left, let's face it. And the Twitter mob is made up of a lot of leftists and a lot of resistance. And because it's so relentlessly left-wing, I think a lot of conservatives just they just don't go there. Or maybe they were never there in the first place. From what I understand, Facebook is more conservative, even though I think a lot of conservatives abandoned Facebook after this whole, because the whole internet is skewed to the left. Google, Facebook, Amazon, we all know where they come from. Amazon's not really that left-wing, but I know that Trump really has a problem with Jeff Bezos and what he's doing. And I'm sure, and he's a big Democrat, but, a lot of these people are. Google, definitely. Facebook, big time. Facebook may be the least of them all. He may be the least offender to conservatives, which is why they seem to congregate there more than other places. But everyone on Twitter is making fun of the president's letter. I'll get to that. But first, let's hear his statement. President Trump canceling the North Korea meeting.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I've decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th. While many things can happen and a great opportunity lies ahead, potentially, I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and indeed a setback for the world.
So that's the president, and I want to ask you, do you think this is as some are portraying it, a failure of the president, or is this just part of the process? Is this to be expected? Are you glad the president pulled out before North Korea did, which I think you may as well? Let me know if you do. I think that North Korea was going to back out. I think they were looking for a way to back out. I think the White House saw that. They saw the writing on the wall. They said, let's get out of there first. Is that your take? 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. Okay, so a lot of people are poking fun of the letter. Maybe, you know, they talk about that it was, they think it was juvenile. People are comparing it to a kid's letter. There's a lot of red line analysis on the letter. Here's one, a kind of Mad Magazine parody of the letter. Here's a children's drawing. Sorry I can't come, Donald, in a picture of a rainbow. Well, here's the letter. I got it in my hand. Dear Mr. Chairman, he didn't call him dear leader, right? Dear Mr. Chairman, we greatly appreciate your time, patience, and effort with respect to our recent negotiations, which were scheduled June 12th, Singapore. Blah, blah, blah. I was very much looking forward to being there with you. Sadly, based on the tremendous anger and open hostility displayed in your most recent statement, I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting. Nothing crazy about that. You talk about your nuclear capabilities, but ours are so massive and powerful that I pray to God they will never have to be used. A bit of bluster there, but I don't think there's anything wrong about that. Then we get into, I felt a wonderful dialogue was building up between you and me, and ultimately, it's only the dialogue that matters. Someday, I look very much forward to meeting you. In the meantime, I want to thank you for the release of the hostages who are now home with their families. That was a beautiful gesture and very much appreciated. Maybe that's what they think was silly, the calling it a beautiful gesture, when really it was really something that should have happened. I mean, they were hostages. They shouldn't have been taken in the first place, right? But, you know, so this is like, you know, a little softball, a little hardball. So he said it was a beautiful gesture. If you change your mind having to do with this most important summit, please do not hesitate to call me or write. It does come off as kind of like an informal letter, but that's maybe the president's, you know, that's his intention. He wants it to seem informal. Plus, you know, you have the language barrier, so he wants it to be as simple as possible. The world, and North Korea in particular, has lost a great opportunity for lasting peace and great prosperity and wealth. This missed opportunity is truly a sad moment in history. Yours, sincerely yours, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. I don't know why that's like a children's letter. It's certainly not written in fancy diplomatic talk, but, you know, that's the way the president speaks. It's not like one of his tweets, right? He didn't call him Little Rocket Man. He didn't do any yelling. So, do you think this was, a lot of people are commenting, let's look at some quick takes by the Democrats, because this is instructive. Here's Bob Menendez, Democrat.
The art of diplomacy is a lot harder than the art of the deal. The reality is that it's pretty amazing that the administration might be shocked that North Korea is acting as North Korea might very well normally act. And while we applaud robust diplomatic efforts to try to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, many of us were deeply concerned that the lack of deep preparation that is necessary before such a summit is even agreed to was not taking place. And now we see the consequences of that. And I'm not sure that constantly quoting the Libya model is the diplomatic way to try to get to the results that we seek in North Korea, because that didn't work out too well for Gaddafi.
Well, I don't know what someone like Bob Menendez is doing there. He says it didn't work out well for Gaddafi. Yeah, but I mean, was it? That's because Gaddafi was an evil dictator. We hope it doesn't work out well for Kim Jong-un either, right? Okay, so he basically is saying the president is shocked that he's not getting what he wants. Is the president shocked? Is the White House being caught off guard here? I don't see that. Do you? 833-852-4866. The art of diplomacy is harder than the art of the deal. Aren't they the same things? They're both hard. The question is, did the president give off the impression to you that this was going to be easy? He used to say that about the election. I'm going to win. It's going to be so easy. oh, we're going to do it. It'd be so easy. He even said the wall. The wall. We'll build the wall. It'll be easy. He said things like that. I never remember him saying this about the North Korean summit, nor do I remember anyone at the White House, including the president, saying that it was definitely going to happen. There was a whole lot of we'll see, we'll see. Listen to Donald Trump here. Before the announcement, before announcing they were pulling out, there was a lot of we'll sees.
June 12th, are you going to be in Singapore?
We'll see what happens. I mean, right now we're looking at it. We're talking about it. They're talking to us. We have certain conditions. We'll see what happens. But there's a good chance, and it would be a great thing for North Korea. If that happens, it'll be a great thing for North Korea. Most importantly, it would be a great thing for the world. So we'll see what happens.
Right.
We'll see, we'll see, we'll see. But does that sound to you like a president who was all geared up for this? This is what I'm hearing by a lot of people in the world of cable news. You hear, and people, the Democrats, pulling out their talking points saying, here's the president with his failure. I even hear a lot of Kim Jong-un is stronger than he was before. Why is that? Is it simply because they want to have something to hold up against the president? He said, we're going to go into this deal. Hopefully it will happen. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe it won't. If it's not comfortable, we'll pull out before it begins. That's what we're doing. Also, he said, when we go into the summit, we're not going to make any promises. Bob Menendez says that there should be more preparation. We should have gone in with more. But exactly what do you do when you're talking to North Korea? How do you prepare? Basically, all you can do is put things on the table that you're going to give away, like easing the sanctions. So you have to put up before you show up. Trump wanted to do it the other way around. Let's show up, and then we'll see if they put up. Is this a failure of the White House, or is this the art of the deal, is the question for you. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. Dakota. In Zanesville, Ohio. What do you think? Art of the deal or getting played?
I think Trump's making a good move here by pulling out because actually he's backing up what he said if North Korea wasn't actually serious about meeting and actually having to sit down. You know, he would pull out. And obviously when Kim Jong-un had his representative talk bad about Mike Pence and, you know, calling him a political dummy for what he had said, obviously, there may have been some discourse there, but he just wasn't ready to come to the table when an officer showed, and Trump backed his word, which, you know, actions speak louder than words, going towards what Bob Menendez said. I think it was actually perfectly pulled out by Trump because, you know, nothing's better than a man standing by his word when it comes to political discourse.
Do you think they were going to pull out? If the president did it, do you think they were looking for a way to get out of it?
Well, absolutely, because Kim Jong-un, let's be honest here, they're sitting around parading a U.S. ship called USS Pueblo in their ports. So, you know, if we really were going to sit down with these people, you know, it would be great, you know, even to get the ship back, which it's not going to happen, but to sit here and have them have a trophy of us, you know, I mean, they're going to sit here with... They're going to act like they have some leverage and have something on the president. But, you know, say the president were to say something about it, they're not going to do it. They're not going to give the ship back. They're not going to sit here and negotiate. I mean, they're not serious about a deal. They're just doing it for posturing, you know. I believe that Trump's doing what he said. They were not serious about the deal. So, therefore, President Trump cut the tie, and here we are.
And here we are. Dakota, thanks for the call. We're going to take a break here. This is 833-852-4866 on the Tom Shalhoub Show. 833-852-4TOM. Is this part of the deal? Is it the art of the deal? Or should the president, did he get in over his head? What's the answer? We'll be back after the break.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub. Do you have
have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-297-9821. That's 800-297-9821. 800-297-9821.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub. Back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. North Korea summit canceled by the president via personal letter. So, who's got the... Did North Korea get the best of Trump, or is this part of the deal? Pete in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah, Tom, I think it's just the art of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, you know, President Trump said several times that this might not happen. He said, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. And I think he knew they were going to back out, and he just did it to them before they could do it to us. And I think as far as the Democrats go, and, you know, they're making fun of the letter, I think that's just a classic case of he said Yanni and they hear Laurel.
Yeah.
They're never going to hear anything good come from his mouth. It's always going to be bad.
Yeah, so what do you think going forward – If you do a deal, if they are able to patch it up and get together, what would you be willing to give up? I guess sanctions. Let the sanctions up on North Korea.
Well, I think so. I think what we should do is lessen the pain of the people somehow. If we could do that, that would be great. But
that is a tall order,
you know,
right? Because I think if he knows, I'm wondering if they ever get into a situation, Pete. Thanks,
yeah.
And thanks for the call, Pete. If we ever get into that situation, I think the president, with his America First philosophy, I think he's going to focus on nuclear, and I think he's going to be hands off on the human rights issue, which is not, I'm not saying that's a good thing, but I'm saying I think that knowing Trump, that's what he's going to go for. He's not going to make human rights an issue because you know what's going to happen there. He cannot let up his stranglehold on the country because he will end up like Gaddafi, right? Alex in Temecula, California.
Thanks for having me on, Tom.
Yeah.
I'd have to agree with Pete. Definitely part of the deal. I think he's using what he has in his favor. And as long as we keep the sanctions and, you know, a power grip on them, the ball's in our court.
Is it time now to go forget about the deal and maybe just go sit down with China and see if they can't broker something? Or should he still go for that mano a mano situation?
No, I think here coming up, you know, we're getting to the breaking point where, you know, at a certain point, you know, he's either going to choose to, you know, give up the nuclear weapons, or we're going to, you know, do it, you know, forcefully. And I think, you know, like he says, with the sanctions being the strongest they've ever been, you know, in time, they're just going to slowly but surely starve.
Yeah, you know, keep it on. I mean, it's not nice to the, you know, it's impossible to be nice to the people of North Korea because they're under his thumb, under his boot heel for sure. Alex, thanks for the call. Should we continue on to try to press for a summit or take another tack? George in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Yeah, I think it's the art of the deal because Trump smoked China out. I mean, they're the ones pulling Kim's chain, and we just found out with that meeting that Kim had with China, his whole attitude changed. So Trump made China put their cards on the table. They don't want this to happen. They want North Korea to stay a thorn in our side. I think we should ratchet up every sanctions we can, and I think to get China frightened is we ought to start talking seriously about nuclear weapons in Japan, and that would get their attention real quick. So that's where I think we need to go. And, yeah, we can leave this open. I think if China sees that we're going to attack North Korea or that we're going to arm Japan, that this is escalating, and I think they'll come to the table, or they will allow Kim to come to the table.
I would agree, George, that China's the key to this whole thing. We don't know exactly. We can only look at the tea leaves and see what they've done in the past. But you're right in that China likes the fact that we are preoccupied with North Korea. They can use that as a bargaining chip because we are about to embark on a century-long economic battle with China. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, May 25th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon on KCNR 1460.
Call 833-852-4TOM. That's 833-852-4866.
That is right. The number, 833-852-4TOM. And I'm asking you this. There are two takes on this North Korea breakdown. Trump canceled his plans. Here's Jim McGovern's take.
Well, I don't think anybody should be surprised. I mean, when you run international affairs like it's a TV reality show and you don't prepare, things fall apart. And I think that's what's happened here. Look, we have a very dangerous situation with North Korea. We need serious people to help plan these negotiations. Hopefully that'll happen. But I'm not surprised that this all fell apart.
Lack of preparation, that is the phrase that's out there. I feel like the Democrats got their talking points because there isn't an article or a tweet or an interview where I haven't seen that phrase. This is what happens when you don't prepare. He also used the phrase, the reality show phrase. They like to use that on the president. Ari Fleischer says this is all a maneuvering tactic.
I've been a cynic about this since the president first said he was going to meet with President Kim Jong-un, because I've lived through North Korea's lies and deceptions before. They say they're going to dismantle. They say they're not going to develop nuclear. They take our advantage of us. We enter into agreements, and they never honor their word. They didn't do it to Bill Clinton. They did it to Bill George Bush and Barack Obama. So why should we think North Korea is different? So frankly, I look at this as the ongoing negotiations. This is not the end of negotiations. This is about maneuvering and leverage. That's why Donald Trump did this.
Maneuvering and leverage. That's what Ari Fleischer says. Democrats say lack of preparation. This is what you get. 833-852-4866. Frank in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Hey, Tom, first of all, we need to send that great negotiator, John Kerry, I guess, to negotiate the Korean deal, according to Congressman McGovern. But do us all a favor. Would you send these guys who are mouthing off a copy of The Art of the Deal? You know, often quoted from that is the one, you know, you got to be ready to walk away. But one of the real key things that Trump put in that Art of the Deal, which is you got to understand if you want to understand Donald Trump and how he approaches things. He said, more often than not, the difference between success and failure is persistence. And the difference between Trump and all these flaky politicians is, like the Chinese, Trump is ready to play long ball.
Yeah.
And I think they just don't understand it. He's not like Kerry, who said to the Iranians, please don't walk away. What can I give you? Please, please, please. He's saying, okay, you know, we'll put it off for now and see if we can do it again. Persistence is the key. Never give up. And they ought to be listening to what Trump really says. So send him the book, would you?
Yeah, it's funny. Thanks for the call, Frank. It's funny that I see if you search for Art of the Deal on social media, surprise, Donald Trump is terrible at diplomacy, says the Washington Post. And Associated Press the Associated Press was being cited by Senator Robert Menendez, and he wrote The Art of Diplomacy is a lot harder than The Art of the Deal. He wrote that on Twitter. We played you that sound as well. Here's what Charlie Kirk says, you know, a noted young conservative Charlie Kirk. Trump just negotiated a $380 billion reduction in our trade deficit with China. Largest annual trade deficit reduction in U.S. history. Art of the Deal. So if you look at China as as part of the deal with North Korea, which you have to because they're inexorably linked, then you could say Art of the Deal to any concessions we get from China on trade. Some people think he's being too. I mean, we have people on the left that say this president is going to get us killed because he's going to start a nuclear war. You remember that a few months back? Everyone was on edge. They said, this president's crazy. He's going to start a war with this guy with the Rocket Man tweets. The tweets today, they're saying, oh, this is JV League. He's, you know, a reality show president. He's not taking it seriously. So which is it? I mean, did he get us into danger? Did he take us to the brink of extinction? Or is he not being serious? You kind of have to make up your mind. I'll be the first to admit the president does not do things in a conventional way. The conventional way, like our last caller mentioned, is the John Kerry approach and the approach by diplomats. We've had people in the Foreign Service and diplomats for years doing relations with other countries, and there's a way that it's done. You go in, you have summits, you play nice, you don't do any hardball taxes, you don't call people Rocket Man, you don't do whatever these people call. Jim McGovern's called a reality show presidency. They don't do any of that stuff. A lot of people in the Foreign Service and who are lifetime negotiators and things like that, these are very conservative thinking people, and I don't mean conservative politically. I mean even people, they're Democrats and conservatives who are negotiators, and they play nice. As some of you have mentioned, China doesn't play nice. They also play, in addition to hardball, they play long ball. They look way into the future. And China is maneuvering itself to be the biggest economic powerhouse, the economic superpower, well into the next century. How are they doing that? They're doing it by being jerks. They don't care if they're jerks on the world stage. Does anybody in the Chinese, you know, the Chinese communist, the unelected leadership that runs China, some people would call them, you know, mobsters. They are a mob of unelected officials who run that country, that's for sure. They keep their country under an iron fist rule. It is not a free country, but they have very free businesses that freely move about the planet doing whatever the heck they want. They come into this country, they steal our secrets, they do all these things. It's stuff that's said by President Trump in the past. The Chinese don't play nice. Find me a country that plays nice, and I will find you a country in decline. That's a pretty big statement, but I'm just kind of making it. Maybe somebody can call up and refute that. But the countries of Western Europe play nice. And, you know, they are not getting what they want out of the world. They are the ones making concessions. They're the ones who are voluntarily shrinking their economy because they're trying to live up to these agreements like the Paris Agreement. A lot of them are, they think globally, and then they act locally, not in their own local best interest. Remember that think globally, act locally? Is that what it is? Think globally, act locally. Yeah, that's the rallying cry of the environmentalists. You'll see it on bumper stickers. People in Western Europe and American leaders, traditionally, they make concessions. They say, well, we're the superpower, so we're going to make the concessions, and then these growing countries and third world countries, they can reap the benefits of the world economy. Trump is saying, no, these other countries are not playing nice. Russia's not nice. Russia is belligerent. China is belligerent. These big superpowers are eating our lunch because they're not being nice. And Trump is saying, we're not going to be nice either. Should we be nice? 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. Marty in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah, hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hello, Tom.
Welcome to the show.
I was going to stay out of thank you. I was going to stay out of this one until you brought up the Democrats and the comments they're making, and I'd like to make a statement about that.
I baited you, huh, Marty? I got your goat.
You did. What I would say to that is put up or shut up. They've had over two decades to do something about this and haven't helped one bit. This president is at least advancing the ball, and they have no room to criticize him for the way he's doing it.
Would it bother you if we got out of it, Marty, because you know what they would say, if we got out of a Trump presidency and there was still a kind of a stalemate with Iran and North Korea, we never made progress on either one of them, we haven't got them to sit down, we haven't made any deals, if Trump left office and that was still there, would it, would that be a failure? Or do you think you just hold the hard line and you wait for them to capitulate?
Yeah, I think I agree more with your latter point.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Trump's doing. I think it's too early to say, you know, he got nothing done. This is just the beginning of the game. And he's playing it his way, and he's moving the ball. And we have to give him the latitude to see it through.
Marty, thanks for the call. I didn't mean to bait you there with the Democrats, but, you know, that's what I do. I got to give a little bit of the both sides. You guys know where I stand on this issue. I asked the question, was Trump played by Kim Jong-un? You know where I stand. I don't think he was played. I don't know if he has a – I don't even know if he has an endgame in mind. Maybe he didn't do the preparation. But the thing is, classy diplomats, people with long resumes – have prepared for these things. I mean, talk about preparation. You know how well they prepared for their deal with Iran. We really prepared. We had top people working on that deal with Iran. We shipped them money. We had, so-called verifiable reductions in nuclear technology. They're not verifiable, though. It was a terrible deal. We gave them a lot of money. They got all the benefits, and the United States didn't get any stability out of it. That was careful preparation. So is the president winging it a little bit? He may be. He may be. And maybe it is a little bit of reality show politics, but maybe he thinks, and maybe you think, that's what Kim Jong-un needs. Kim Jong-un is not the most sophisticated guy in the world. Have you taken a look at his statements? Teddy in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Tom, good to talk to you.
You too.
I'm just wondering why everybody thinks that this is a failure. Trump's already ahead of everybody else. We've got three hostages home.
Exactly. We got put the three hostages up in the ledger. And you know why? It's funny because I asked the question, Teddy, and I should have been able to answer my own question. But I said, in the letter, he says, I want to thank you. It was a gracious move by you, Kim Jong-un, for releasing the hostages, and I want to thank you for that. And I said, I wonder why he threw that in the letter. Well, of course we know why he threw it in the letter, because he wants to remind everyone who's reading the letter that he does have a win in his column, right?
Yeah. He's, like I said, nobody else has gotten that far. And he's, what, 1 year into this?
Yeah. So that's a good point. Teddy, perfect observation. Thanks for the call. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show. We'll be right back.
Go to TomShalhoubShow.com. S-H-I-L-L-U-E. And find links to Tom's Twitter and Facebook to stay connected with the show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. We're all looking for ways to simplify our lives. For small businesses, there's the Cabbage Card. The Cabbage Card is linked to a line of credit of up to $250,000. Apply online and get a quick decision.
Visit Cabbage.com or call 855-CABBAGE to get $100 back when you take your first loan. That's 855-CABBAGE with a K.
Credit lines and pricing are subject to periodic review and change. This is not a revolving account. Individual requests for capital are separate installment loans. All Cabbage business loans are issued by Celtic Bank, the Utah Chartered Industrial Bank, member FDIC.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. President Trump canceling his North Korea summit meeting. Did you ever think it was going to happen? Did you have hope? I mean, I was certainly interested. But I expected that it would be canceled. I kind of thought that they would back out, but I am frankly encouraged that the president did it first. So we got to do, you got to strike first, right? That's probably in the art of the deal somewhere. Strike first, I'm sure. 833-852-4866 is my number. Bonnie in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, Tom. Well,
hello,
you know what this proves to me, doesn't it? Doesn't it prove it to you?
What?
That Trump never really gave two hoots about that stupid Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He did. When people mentioned the Peace Prize, he said, oh, some people say, and people said, oh, he really wants it. From the art of the deal, Bonnie, he says you can't show the other side you want it. I'm just paraphrasing. You can't con people, at least not for long. You can create excitement. You can do wonderful things. I forget, whatever. Deliver the goods. Here it is, Bonnie. Worst thing you can possibly do in a deal is seem desperate to make it. Makes the other guy smell blood, and then you're dead. So a lot of people are making cracks, Bonnie, on the internet. They're saying, oh, Trump, he really wanted that Nobel Peace Prize. You think he never really cared about it?
Nope, he didn't care at all. I mean, look at how stupid is the thing. They gave it to Obama for no reason. Do you think Trump really cared about some stupid prize that they gave to somebody for no reason?
No, I think he just threw it out there so people could kind of debate it and say, oh, my gosh. You know, it's like everyone's nightmare, Bonnie. I think he was trolling them because the left would lose their minds. But I don't think anyone on the Nobel Committee, I don't know who these pointy-headed people are, but I never had much stake in any of those prizes. Forget it. I don't care about Nobel Prizes. I don't care about do you know who's on the Pulitzer Committee, Bonnie? I don't.
No, and you know what, and nobody cares, and this only goes to prove that this man that we elected, they still haven't figured him out, they don't understand that he took this job that he didn't need to have because he loves America, and he wants to protect America, and he is doing this for the people of America. He's not doing it for the same reason Hillary would have done it for, and that's why I think that this is hysterical. They all said how he wanted this darn thing, and then he goes and he says, you know, let me show you how much I wanted this. I'm staying home.
Well, Bonnie,
I just love this man. I love this man. I love this man. The more I listen to him, the more I love him, the more I thank God that we just decided to not get another politician in that office.
Were you on the fence, Bonnie? There were a lot of people. I hear from people that were for Cruz, and they said, oh, no, I want Cruz. Donald Trump, you are always in his camp?
Always. Maybe not as much as my husband, who never, ever said Hillary was going to win, never thought it for one second. He was always a Trumpster. And he went to bed that night just knowing that he was going to wake up with President Trump in the morning.
He
was right. When you looked at the people and you looked at the crowds and you still look at the people and you still look at the crowds, I don't care what the news media does. They're just never going to. And we may only have this guy for 8 years. I'm not going to say four. We may only have him for 8 years, but we're going to have him for 8 years. And maybe we wind up with another politician again, but at least we've got this guy for 8 years. That's all I can say.
Well, Bonnie, I know why, because Hillary told me why you voted for Trump, because your husband told you to.
Right. 50 years I've been married to this guy. I'm not sure he's ever really told me to do anything.
Thank you for the call, Bonnie. I love it. 833-852-4866 is my number. It is interesting. The reason I asked Bonnie whether she was always in the Trump camp, you take a look at the approval rating, and it used to be hovering in the low 40s. I've always said there's been 40% of the country's been Trump-trained from the beginning. But it's been climbing and climbing, and you start to see. You see when they post the numbers, 50%, 51%. It's hovering over 50%. This is with the Russia investigation. This is with the constant attacks from the media. You know what? I almost think the approval rating isn't despite all of the attacks in the media. I feel like the more attacking, the more it feeds them. And I feel like it feeds red America. You know, the red states start, they look at that, they look at the absolute wall, the force of the media, the Democrat complex, everybody, all the people against Trump, and it makes them like him more. It's not working, I think. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Laura Ingraham on Fox News Channel.
I think we deliver real, honest, strong opinion day after day, night after night on Fox, and the viewers expect that. They know with me they're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack, but I'll also be fair. It's a place where we have real debate, and we really respect the traditions that made this country great.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion. Bill Hemmer and Sandra Smith.
We hit the door at 110 miles an hour every morning. And if we're not moving at that speed, our colleagues will fly right by us.
Our job is to facilitate smart conversations so that the people who are watching us can better understand what's happening in the world.
To go deeper, to find a different question that other people are not asking. That's the real challenge.
To give it to you straight, bad or good, like it or not, deliver the news.
Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for.
and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.